Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk some NFL. Insider for Radio.com, Jason LaComfora. Insider Call is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. What's going on, Jason?
I got to say I'm a little disappointed, gents.
I'm just gonna come out hot.
Yeah. I forgot Jason's walk-up song.
I was promised bad brains band in D.C. I'm sitting here in my kitchen getting ready for HR to scream, drinking my coffee,
ready to go through the game.
I go through the day and get to the game, and I get 3-11, some lame stuff.
You don't have it.
I'm sorry, Jay. No, I'm sorry.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I'm throwing somebody under the bus.
I take full responsibility for it. I was watching Tiger save par.
He's been thrown off because
I appreciate
upset.
The honesty. Yes.
Well, yeah. we promise to have it queued up for next week.
And Jason, he's been thrown off today because Matt Valdez grew up in Pasadena, went to Chesapeake High School, and he's really upset with the Washington Post for the feature they wrote about Pasadena being a racist town. So he's off today.
Yeah.
He's not feeling it.
Got to give him a pass.
Okay, that's all cool. I'm just gonna say, if this happens again next week, I may just take my ball and go home. I might just I might just hang up and take the DOG for WALK.
That's boycott worthy. I would agree with you on that.
Hey, how about that Washington football team, man?
Wowzers! How about the second half?
Yeah,
holy
I mean, it looked
moly.
Like a totally different team. The first quarter looked just like last year, and then all of a sudden, boom, they turned it on a little bit. The offense still struggles, but they got something to work with defensively.
I mean, look, you sink that many assets into a particular segment of your roster, you expect them to be able to take over a game from time to time. They're young guys. I'm not saying they're going to do that every week, but you get a wounded opponent, albeit the first, I don't know, 20 minutes of that game, they didn't look all that wounded when I think Wentz is like 12 or 15 for 174 and two touchdowns, and you're thinking, what's going on? But look, nobody practiced. It was a crazy offseason. New defense, all new coaches. And when they sort of got their sea legs under them, they went about systematically whipping a team that is limping on the offensive line right now, and they took advantage of it, and that's what you're supposed to do. And they had Carson Wentz all out of sorts. He reverted to some of his worst practices, you know, thinking that, well, if I just hold this ball for 10 seconds, something good might happen. Like, no, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens after about 5.5 seconds in the pocket. So, look, hats off, man. For them to turn it around like that after all they've been through and 17-0, and you're thinking this is going to be, you know, I've seen this drill before, and to completely reverse it against a divisional opponent in the specter of COVID and no fans and nickname changes and God knows everything else going on there. You know, Haskins, I think he started 3 of 11, and then he settled in and just made the plays when they were there, played sound football. With that defense, when they're on, game manager ain't a bad thing. I mean, young quarterback who can manage the game with a defense that will give you short fields and give you the ball and steal you possessions, that's exactly what you're looking for. And he did that in the second half.
And, Jason, a bonus, too, that Dallas goes out west and loses to the Rams. By the way, that stadium is ridiculous.
We're looking at the standings already, huh? I like it.
Sure, but, I mean, that $5 billion stadium is outrageous in L.A. And then the Giants lose on Monday Night Football to the Steelers. So look at that, Washington football team, first place.
that's a big weekend. No, absolutely. And look, the Eagles expect to have Lane Johnson and Miles Sanders back, and you would think that they adjust and don't send three verts out with no offensive line and get, you know, Carson Wentz bang into his head that you just got to throw the ball away, kid, and live to fight another day. And you think they take a step forward, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, and Dallas to me is always an overhyped team, and I never really buy into them as a group that collectively is going to meet or exceed expectations. And all of a sudden their offensive line went from being impenetrable to looks like a little bit of a problem. Now, you're not going to face Aaron Donald every week, but you're going to face some pretty good D tackles, and you're going to face a pretty good Redskins football team defense, you know, down the road a couple of times. So, yeah, they certainly look vulnerable, and I just don't think the Giants are a good team. They played Pittsburgh tougher than I thought. Although you saw in the second half, once Ben started looking like Ben again, it was pretty much one way traffic.
Well, let me ask you this: getting back to Dallas, do you feel that way because of the quarterback, because of the talent on the field? Now they have a new coach. Do you feel a little bit differently now that they have McCarthy? What about Dallas are you skeptical?
I think
about?
It's almost like their DNA. It's almost like I think it's an ownership thing. I mean, when the owner's talking so much and wearing his – and I applaud him for his availability and his, you know, willingness to answer questions, but he's such a fan, and he gets so giddy, and – I just kind of feel like the cart's always before the horse there, and it's always how about them Cowboys, and it's always this year is our year, and it's always about, well, look at this individual and look at that individual and look at that individual, so like sort of fantasy football, so we've got to be great. And it's like, well, what if they all don't really fit that well, and what if this coach took a year off but came back as kind of the same guy? Like, I don't know that he completely reinvented himself. He didn't look like a guy who spent 12 months studying analytics the other night. You know, they're still not a team that I think the Zeke thing is like a double-edged sword. Like, you do all that and you pay him all that money and you want to run everything through him, but you also have all these receivers now that you've drafted. And CeeDee Lamb was a great analytics pick, but are they going to get bang for their buck because of the way they're situated? And at the meantime, it's kind of like the script is flipped. Like, they built the team at one point, I think, very smartly and adroitly through the offensive line. Now they're still sort of banking on that being what it is, and they're putting all this money into dependent positions. And I look at that offensive line and say the center ain't the center. The left tackle hasn't stayed healthy for a full year in a while. We'll see if that happens this year. Lyle Collins being out is a problem.
Sean Lee's always hurt, always.
You know, and on the other side, yeah, I mean, Van Der Esch and Lee now. I mean, people talk about the defense like the Alden Smith hype train. You know what I mean? Like, just think of how many national media you could find clips of in the last week talking about Alden Smith. Like, he's you know,
Lawrence Taylor.
Bruce Smith in his prime or LT in his prime. It's like, whoa, wait. I know they're pumping all that out of the facility. I know. I'm hearing it. Like, I get it. Arlington, they want to have you talk about Alden Smith and how smart they are the whole broadcast. I get it. But, like, let's see Alden Smith play a month of solid football before we go there. It's just like everything's bigger in Dallas. Everything's a bigger deal. But are they just the same team? Like, are they a team that's perpetually 9-7? Like, I don't know. That's how I view them until they prove otherwise, until they show they can beat good teams week after week after week in January. They're going to look to me like a team that will beat clubs with inferior payrolls, with inferior talent, but never punch above their weight class.
Joined by Jason Lockett for NFL Insider for Radio.com. A team that would love to get to 9-7, but there's no chance it's going to happen, are the New York Jets. I don't think Adam Gase makes it to the bye week. I mean, they lost 27-17 in the opener. It wasn't nearly that close. Josh Allen left at least 7 or 10 points on the field by missing guys and just fumbling deep in Jets territory. Does Gase make it even 6 or 7 weeks? He's on the hot seat.
Hey, the Jets set a record, I think, halfway into week two with a vote of confidence. I believe that's an NFL record. My boys at Stats Inc. are looking into it.
Yes.
But I think 10 days into the season with a vote of confidence from the owner might be hallowed ground. So hats off to Florham Park. Look, I think that is a team that's just perpetually unstable. And They don't bring people in together, the coach and the GM. You know, they're not all that simpatico. I mean, they did it with Bowles and Maccagnan, but then they fired Bowles and kept Maccagnan, and they let Maccagnan hire a coach, and then they fired Maccagnan a couple months after that, and then they bring in a guy, Joe Douglas, who is close with Adam Gase and who does have a long relationship with him. But he's now inheriting a free agency and a draft that he wasn't a part of. So I think it all starts with ownership. Saying all that, I like Adam a lot, but I don't know that he has endeared himself to that community and the media and the fans to any degree whatsoever. And when you don't win football games and you're cast as an unsympathetic figure and you've got unstable ownership and one of the owners might, you know, depending on the results of an election 50 days from now, might no longer have a position in the UK. And what is that dynamic between Woody and Chris? And Woody didn't hire Adam. I think that perpetual change is going to continue. Could it happen in season? I suppose. But I think the bigger picture is this just looks like a team that's always trying to find the right people to guide them out of the abyss, and generally not finding the right people to guide them out of the abyss.
Talking to Jason Lockenfora, NFL Insider for Radio.com. Insider Call is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The Cleveland Browns are another franchise that always seems to be in turmoil. They, of course, play the Bengals tonight. Baker, great as a rookie. Shaky last year. Shaky week one. Yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. is not the Odell that we saw in his first 3 years in New York. What do you see from that Cleveland Browns team?
I think there's a pretty obvious recipe for them tonight, especially on a short week, when their injury report's already a little banged up. But when the team they're playing, who I thought did pretty good. I mean, the Chargers defense should be really good. And the Bengals hung in there in Burrow's first start. I mean, it wasn't brilliant, but he certainly got better as the game went on. They did some interesting things, and they should have won that game. So if I'm the Cleveland Browns, and this is a sort of already a desperate must-win situation, I'm going to look at that injury report and say, oh, Geno Atkins hasn't practiced all year. He's not playing. Mike Daniels, they got to beef up their D-line. He's probably out. You know, they went and paid DJ Reader a bunch of money as a run stuffer, but he's barely practiced with the guys he'd normally be playing with. And we got Chubb and we got Hunt. And our first six carries against the vaunted Baltimore Ravens went for 66 yards and had them on their heels. Now, game flow predicated, we couldn't run in the second half because we're down 24-6 at the half because we can't stop Lamar Jackson. But with Baker looking skittish and with his internal clock still being amiss and with his footwork still being all over the place and with Odell dropping balls and with Jarvis Landry on the injury report and with a new right tackle in Conklin who was a part of a road-grading offense in Tennessee and with Kevin Stefanski coming from that sort of Kubiak family tree where we love our tight ends and we love our jumbo packages, I'm not letting Baker Mayfield throw the ball more than 20 times tonight. And if I still can't win that way, I really got a problem.
All right, real quick before we let you go, your thoughts on Washington, Arizona. Kyler really had a good game, caused a lot of problems for San Francisco's defense, and obviously he targeted Hopkins about 400 times.
Yeah, they're going to have to expand the scope of that offense, and I think they will, but you can do worse than having an escape hatch that's, 14 passes to DeAndre Hopkins because he's going to catch everything he gets his hands on. The problem for the football team, for WFT, is you could do everything right. You could beat your guy. Chase could beat a double team. You could have three dudes collapsing on Kyler Murray, and a busted play still becomes a plus 25 or a plus 50 for them. So, how much do you even want to rush? How much are you doing sort of a mush rush? How much is it just contained, keep them in the pocket? If you had a better secondary, I think you'd probably feel a little bit better about that. Mode of attack. I had Arizona going to the playoffs before, the upset week one. I thought the defense would be okay, maybe a little below average, but if they had the offense, I think they're going to have, with an expanded playoff field, that might be enough to get them in. I think Kyler Murray is going to be a guy who we talk about not that far off as an MVP candidate and one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. So this is going to be a little bit of a tough matchup. Patrick Peterson in a contract year. I think you're going to see a better year from him. Can he goad these guys into something? Buda Baker's a guy you really have to account for. I know he didn't get a ton of picks, but he he seems to find a way to impact every play, and you kind of have to account for where he is on the field. And Chandler Jones quietly has more sacks than anybody in the NFL since he got to Arizona. So I think this will be a different sort of problem for the Washington football team offensive line and fronts. And, you know, we'll see if these backs are ready to pass protect and you know, if they can handle some of what's going to be thrown at them.
Jason, appreciate the time as always. Next week, we guarantee we'll have that music ready to go.
All right. Is this a real guarantee or is this like an NFL fake guarantee where the money's never really what they say it is?
Full guarantee.
Full guarantee. I love it. I'm in.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, see you, bro.
You too.
I mean, I'll throw in the caveat if Valdez forgets.
It's up to Valdez. He's not going to forget. He's good at this. He's just off his game today.
No, unless there's a major next week.
Right. Yeah. Then all bets are off.
I seriously, as soon as we got back from break, I go, oh, F.
Right, you did?
Yeah. And as I'm staring at the TV for the U.S. Open.
I missed that last. Did Tiger save par there on that last hole?
I don't know. Yeah. To be honest with you.
I think he did.
Get on the Google.
I think he did.
All right, right now we're going to hook up the 10th caller at 800-636-1067 with a copy of NBA 2K21 this year. My players will start in high school, then go to one of 10 officially licensed colleges, and then on to NBA stardom. NBA 2K21, everything is game, out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia. Courtesy of Got Game, all you have to do is be the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we open up the entertainment page. EB will fill us in on which artist tweeted a video of himself going to the bathroom on his Grammy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just hooked the listeners with a copy of NBA 2K21. Right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie. Baseball's back in Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and the Washington Nationals have partnered to bring you the Nat's Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries available this season at participating DMV locations. That's courtesy of Tropical Smoothie. You guys are like living and dying on every freaking shot from Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. It's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it sets the tone for the day, for the tournament. You know, is your guy going to be in the mix, or is he going to, you know, what's it going to be like?
I've got so many pools and wagers, head-to-head matchups. Every shot is critical.
Every shot's important.
I've almost forgotten who I drafted. I know you guys mocked me because I drafted Tiger. Did I draft McIlroy?
Yes, you got Rory and Tiger.
Okay.
Well, last I saw, I think Tiger's even through four.
No, he's one over. He bogeyed the last
one. One over.
He bogeyed that par four. Damn it.
Yep.
You are living and dying on every shot.
Yeah.
All right, EB, why don't you give us some entertainment page? It's been a couple days since we've done the EP. Entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice. A little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, with EB's favorite computer company flavor today, Apple.
Apple. I'm not really an Apple guy. You know that, Cakes.
I know. I'm well aware.
I don't say this lightly, but I think it's pretty obvious. Kanye must not be taking his meds because he has – and I don't mean that in sort of – I'm not trying to be mean, but, I mean, the guy's just been – off the hook here the last 24 hours or so.
He loves Oxford, Maryland, by the way.
Well, because you saw him there, right?
Well, I didn't see him, but
your friend, your cousin did.
He was there.
Some people sent us some pictures.
Oxford.
Too.
I don't know if he was there because the speculation was that he was looking for a home in like the St. Michael's Oxford area.
Why though?
Because it's beautiful.
Some people love it, man.
He's got a million beautiful homes.
I know. Or
he likes Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah. Or it was something political. I don't know.
Who knows? It could have been.
How's he doing in the polls?
Don't know. I know, though, that he went on a Twitter rant. He actually tweeted like 100 pages of his recording contract. He's just going crazy. He actually has a good point. The standard record contract for artists is designed in a way so that they make no money. I mean, it really is. And he's still fighting. I think he recently settled a lawsuit with like Universal, but he still wants ownership of his master recordings. Taylor Swift is kind of going through the same thing. Even though he settled a lawsuit with it, he's furious. So he took one of his. Are you ready for this? I think it's a pretty prestigious. To me, it's the Oscars or the Grammys. Those are the two biggest. Uh-huh. He's got 21 Grammys. Okay.
Okay.
Think about it on Twitter.
Don't say. Just say
he went
to the
bathroom, you know, on his trophy. All right, yes.
He fouled up his trophy.
Yes,
his Grammy.
Yeah, not duty though. Right,
right,
right. Yeah. Not duty.
Because then you have to throw it away.
Right.
I would think.
So he might still fish this out and have somebody clean it up. Who knows? Right. But I guess he was just trying to show that he had no regard for it because at the end of the day. The artists don't get enough respect or something. So at one point he doxed Randall Forbes, who must be one of – he called him a white supremacist. He must be one of the guys – they say Forbes, editor-in-chief content editor.
Does he live in the Dina?
Randall Lane. No, he doesn't live in the Dina.
I'm sorry about these. I couldn't help myself.
And
you're not helping in the situation.
Yeah.
And I'm only making things worse.
He put out his information, his personal phone number, and I guess you're not allowed to do that. And so Twitter shut his account down for 12 hours until he deletes the tweet.
Ooh,
he then had
harsh
Rick
12-hour punishment.
Well, these people get bitter. He immediately had Rick Fox tweet for him that Twitter had suspended his account, and he wanted, you know, everybody to know that's what was going on.
Rick.
So Kanye clearly on something here in his last 12 to 24 hours. Very, very upset. What else is out there?
Kanye West affects my life. Not at all.
He had a couple good songs, man. It's been a while, but he's had some good ones.
He's got Gold Digger's a hit. Give you that. A hit. Smash
Gold Digger's
Ola.
Silly. We talked about America's Got Talent earlier in the show. Our guy Max Major was down to, I guess the judges could save him at the very end because the audience vote didn't save him, and he was the finalist that was kicked off last night. I think he was pretty bummed about it. There was a
Heidi
lot of controversy. Heidi seemed to like him okay. Yeah. Sophia never put him over. Howie was always kind of rude to him.
Drabby, I'm 100% anti Sophia now from now on.
The rest of our life.
For the rest of our life. I will never watch anything she's in. I won't laugh at her. I don't think she's that funny anyway.
Right.
So I'm anti-Sophia Loren or whatever her name is.
Yeah. So Sophia Vergara, I think is her name. But Max clearly bummed. I feel bad for him. And he's gotten a ton of bad publicity, relatively speaking. I mean, you know, like major, you know, like Yahoo's got a big article about him calling him a fraud. And the thing that infuriates me is, you know, we're friends with Max. Is what do they think? Do they think that magicians are real?
I don't know what they expect.
What are they thinking?
It's entertainment.
They're calling him a fraud. Oops. Because there was some verbal slip up with one, you know. But, I mean, come on. It's a trick. No matter what the girl said, if she said 13 or 14, he was going to make those numbers appear on that lottery ticket. I can assure you that. And on that poster that he had hung up behind him.
Billboard.
I promise you. Whatever it was.
Antiquated technology, billboards.
I guess it was a billboard. It looked pretty shaky.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
yeah.
how can magicians or mentalists, I don't know what you want to call them, how can they be cheats?
You can't.
It's impossible to be a cheat. That's right, what they're trying to do.
The whole thing is like pulling the wool over your eyes.
Right. They're trying to create deception.
Right.
I mean, are people? Oh.
I mean, people think they really pull a rabbit out of the hat. The hat was empty,
yeah.
And they literally made a rabbit appear. I guess. Is that what they're suggesting?
Silly rabbit.
I mean,
they could be.
That's the only explanation. I had a guy on Twitter this morning saying, "Yeah, you come. You can't admit your boy's a fraud." I go, "A fraud? He's a magician."
Right.
The whole thing is
a scam.
It's all fraudulent.
The whole thing's a scam, but it's entertaining, and you try to figure out how he did it. So
don't get worked up. It's not.
I'm getting
even worth
worked
it.
Up because it's an unfair criticism of Max.
But Richie, you know, it's not worth it.
It's not worth getting your blood pressure up.
Yeah.
And ultimately,
just don't worry about it.
I think he deserved to go to the finals, but he had a pretty good run. He started with a Zoom call.
He had a great run. He's got about 175,000 followers on Instagram. He'll be able to ride this out and do it forever. So he's going to have a fine career. You know, he said it was his dream to win AGT because there's no way it was his dream. I mean, nobody
it may have been the last 5 years.
The last few weeks. But
win $1 million.
My dream is never to watch that show ever again after Max Major has been eliminated.
I'm with you.
That's my dream.
Do we know any other talented people that could be on it?
Do we
on that show?
Probably not.
We don't really know that many talented people, no.
Do you remember our pandemic talent show?
Yeah, Big John.
Big John. Yeah, that's about all we got.
That'd be something.
Dude, we got to get Big John. He should offer up a Zoom tryout for the next one.
How about the guy who could speak backwards?
Oh, the backwards
talker.
Much more
talented.
Who, yeah. Dude, that could actually go a little bit.
That's quite a talent.
I mean, he could have an entire conversation.
We haven't heard from him in 20 plus years.
Yeah, but if we found him?
That's going to be stale after about 90 seconds.
How could he build a whole act on that EP?
Well, I don't know. You just give him words and just keep going. But they had a guy on there, I remember, years ago. I watched a little bit when Stern was a judge. They had one guy, went a few rounds. His talent was getting kicked in the balls.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so you would just have guys wail on his Bozak. And he kept passing.
I think that's more entertaining than a guy that could say.
That's a silly talent.
Than a guy that could say Ederef Sugg.
Yeah, yeah. That's Gus
Frerotte.
Gus
Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte. Yeah, Gus Frerotte. Yeah, we'll never forget that one.
Hey, how would have Howard taken to Max?
I don't know. I don't know. He was so weird on that show.
He always liked singers too. I thought
he was always. I thought he was a little soft on most of the people there.
I guarantee you this:
he wouldn't have adopted a kitten.
He wouldn't have been confused.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Howie did a weird bit at the end, right before he kicked them off, he said, I was confused. I watched the tape back. It wasn't confusing. But then they put the salsa dancers through.
So he had to watch it again not to be confused.
Well, I think Max had a good point. If they were watching the vantage point from below and they are 6 feet up, they might not even known they had a roulette table. They might not even understood what was going on if it was up above.
He told them he had a roulette table.
I'm just trying to grasp.
Have they ever been to a casino?
I don't
Everyone
know.
Everyone knows what a roulette table is.
I know, but if it's up above you, you can't see what's going on, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
I played roulette with Drab at the Borgata about 7 or 8 years ago. I've never lost my money quicker in a casino. My money disappeared with a quickness.
I also don't think it's fair that Sophia had a cultural connection to the salsa dancers.
Well,
because 100% she was going to pick them.
Yeah,
not going to not pick the Latin dancers.
Well, not just that, but she hated Max. Max had no shot against the salsa dancers.
Yeah, I just didn't like. I felt bad for Max. Like every commercial break, he's begging for people to call. I just thought that was not a good look.
Well, they do that on all the shows.
I know they all do it.
You're begging for jerseys. What's the difference?
I know, but
it's a good point.
I mean, one tweet. I mean, come on. He's every commercial break begging, and I didn't think it was a good look.
Whatever. It's fine. You know what? I guarantee he's got more fans now than he ever had because of the show. So when he does start doing his you know, in theater shows or whatever, he's going to pack the house. It's
I would
be better
think so.
For him.
Eric,
it'll be better for him.
Why didn't you tweet out the link to save Max?
Don't know that I saw it.
What do you mean? You were watching the show. They said go to NBC.com/AGT or whatever it was.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you got a big following. He probably could have used those 65,000 votes.
Why didn't you do it?
I did.
I think I retweeted whatever he put out there. I did retweet something for him last night. Did you not
see? Everyone just calm down.
Yeah. You want me to go tackle you? You want me to throw my headphones off?
Everyone just calm down.
If you check my timeline, I'm pretty sure I retweeted something. He put something out there, and I retweeted it. In fact, I think you liked one of his tweets, which didn't do him any good, and I retweeted it.
I like all his tweets.
Drabby.
Yeah, I know. You like his body. That's what you like.
You like his feet.
Right.
Drabby.
What?
Have you ever seen Max's girlfriend?
Of course.
Is she mauled?
Didn't she come in studio before?
No.
I don't remember.
Oh, maybe it was just when I was
He always has
with
an
Max.
Assistant.
Is she mauled?
Yeah. Pretty girl.
Yeah.
You think he's got an ugly girlfriend?
No, that's what I was asking. I was setting you up.
Hey, fellas, when it comes to complex IT integration, I know you think about it all the time. Nobody does it better than Software AG Government Solutions. Software AG's WebMethods is the world's most capable integration platform. The mandate for the government is clear: integration and modernization of IT. Learn why the most innovative government agencies turn to Software AG to tackle their toughest integration challenges. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. If you want to chime in during the final segment, 800-636-1067. But I believe we've got Adam Epstein on the line, also known as AWOD.
Adam!
What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Oh, AWOD, my God.
Thanks for a triumphant return.
Hello, Adam.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Lurchy. Good. I'm chilling here, and I want to let you guys know that the pandemic changed the way a lot of people think around the world, and it made me kind of question how I was treating myself and my life, and I was spending too much money on Uber Eats, and I was tired of seeing $0 in my checking account.
Right.
So JP finally got his wish. The show will never be the same.
Yeah.
After 5 years on the Sports Junkies, mm-hmm. I've decided to leave to take a full-time position at Podcast Village.
Look at that.
Wow.
Congratulations. I enjoyed working on the show so much.
Yeah.
So much, and I want to thank you guys for everything you've taught me. JP, you taught me hard work started at 5:58 a.m. Lurch, you taught me to love all sports and anything you can bet on. Cakes taught me, no matter what's going on in the world, always stay in your box.
Yeah.
EB, you taught me to share your passion and your energy with your fans, even if it means porky pigging.
Right.
Valdez taught me that radio needs bits, and bits come in all shapes and sizes, even vitiligo or dandruff. Draft taught me that some bad callers are actually great callers. Guys, I'll miss the show, I'll miss the fun, I'll miss everything about it, but I'm just a phone call away if you need a lazy, ugly virgin to kill a segment.
Nice. That doesn't sound scripted at all.
That was like
a Rom bit. Isn't that what Rom does?
Hey, look, in all honesty, appreciate what you've been to the show.
It's the pizza
and I think
tonight.
You can let people know, are you still going to be involved on 106.7 The Fan?
AWOD Weekend Radio will continue throughout the year. I don't know when I will be hosting next, but it's hopefully Saturday.
Are you sure? Are you sure? I've heard that about other hosts before, and then I never hear from them again.
Hopefully it's every Saturday and Sunday. Just put them on the schedule. Make them evergreen.
Right.
Please.
Are you okay about it, Adam? You sound like you're fine.
I mean, it's hurt me a little bit. Here's the thing. I'm going to miss the friendship with everyone. I'm going to miss the bit. I'm going to miss the inside radio talk. And I'm going to miss getting the scoops on the Washington football team. EB always had the best scoops.
He's still brown-nosing. Hey,
he loves me. I don't know what to tell you.
Here's
the
deal. You're actually going to get benefits for the first time in your life, right?
Yes, I have. I'm scheduled to go to the dentist next week to check out my halitosis.
Are you going to ask him about your bad breath?
Of course. This is the first time I've gone to the dentist in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had health care. So.
Right.
I mean, that's big.
I need to go to my regular doctor and get a physical because I've gone up to 220 again.
I can only imagine that.
I need to turn my life around, but
yeah.
Health care is a big part of that.
Right.
Well, congratulations. Right. What are some of the shows that you're going to be working on?
I think the biggest show that I'm going to be working on is I Don't Give a Damn for ESPN The Undefeated, hosted by Dominique Foxworth, and he's such an incredible host. I'm really excited for looking forward to working with him. And
well,
you know,
Godspeed, Dominique.
So.
Good luck, buddy. Does he know? I mean, do you get along well with Dominique?
I'm a man of few words when I'm around him. I don't want to say anything to screw it up. So
yeah,
he's just pushing buttons.
Right.
All right. Well, look, best of luck. Let's dive into what's been going on with AWOD the last several months. I'm guessing more of the same. I know on the down low, Chuck Lee told me that you hadn't been going to Pamplona, that you'd been MIA. Have you just quit going out? Have you just given up? Have you punted the social life?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, the pandemic has hit me, and I just don't want to risk anything, so I've
Are
stayed away.
Are you scared? Like, you weren't scared when you went to New York at the height of the pandemic. You went up there, and you nailed the Hispanic chick that you met right in the middle of Corona, and now all of a sudden you're scared?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's also
I don't know what happened.
Let's not forget, he's also
right.
I think he's making money now. By the way, unconfirmed that he actually got laid.
Yeah, it's very alleged.
I believe him. Are you lying, Adam?
I mean, you want more details? It was the Spanish bar right in the heart of New York City. And then I took an Uber back to her crib and did the deed three different times. And it was probably
three
a total
times.
Of 6 minutes.
Right.
Lucky her.
Have you ever slept with a woman after taking her home from Don Tito's?
Yes.
Did he pass that question?
I think he did
probably
pass
and I know she was... I know she was unsatisfied because at the end she said, Adam, what are we going to do with you?
Right.
I needed some practice.
Oh, that's bad.
That was preseason in New York.
Even after your third at bat? Even after your third at bat? That's pretty bad.
Yeah. But the third one, I was just trying different angles and nothing was working.
Right. Well, I just don't understand why you're not at least still going out and having a drink or two, maybe on an outdoor cafe or something. I mean, Pamplona's got some outdoor seating, right?
Yeah, I just haven't done it. I'm trying to lose weight, and drinking is not helping that. So,
right.
And you know what's also not helping that is the stupid California Pizza Kitchen oven baked pizzas. They're so delicious.
How hard are you really trying?
Yeah.
You're not trying.
I mean, let's be honest.
You'd probably lose weight if you just kept drinking and you stopped eating.
Adam, how excited are you for the Washington football team?
Oh, here we go.
Are you
at
one of these
17 nothing, it was same old skins, and then I watched basically the rest of the game naked, screaming and jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it. I mean,
picture.
And I actually called it. I think Ryan Kerrigan is the missing piece on that defense. Whenever the guys get tired, you need a dog that can go in there and get after the quarterback.
Right. All right, good analysis.
Defensive player of the week.
Yeah, hey, Adam, will you, if they win again, will you tweet a picture of yourself porky pigging from your apartment?
100%.
Okay, good, good. Make sure you CC me,
because
I'll never
Cardinals.
See it. Right, right.
Just blur out the hurting parts, please.
Right, right. Yeah, don't show your hog.
I'll wear like a long hockey jersey so it covers.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that long.
Yeah.
Right, you can wear a schmedium.
Quit
you'd be fine.
Yourself.
Right. All right,
Adam.
It was good knowing you.
Best of luck.
Yeah, I hope that we can keep in touch. Lurch, if you want to meet me for a beer, I'll come to Ashburn.
Wow.
He won't go to Arlington, but all of a sudden he's going to go to Ashburn?
Right. I know.
Well, he already knows what my response would be.
Wait, hold on. Would you meet him? I think you would meet him.
I got a packed schedule.
Honorary quarter club busy. Member?
I'm very busy these days.
If you were out, you'd buy him a drink. I know
like I
you.
Said, I'm very busy.
Yeah. All right, Adam.
Adam, you need to save money. You need to call me and tell me how much you're making every 2 weeks or every week. I don't know how you get paid. And I'll tell you what percentage to put in savings.
Oh, all I'd right. love that. So you can be my financial advisor.
Yes,
I love
I'll
it.
Be your advisor.
One more time for the audience and the people in the back that didn't hear it. AWOD's out. The pizza's always banging. The pizza's always banging.
That might be his greatest contribution.
That's why I won't meet him in Ashburn for a drink.
Hey, Drabby, correct. Did he write all his own shtick there?
Yeah, I had no idea he was going to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask him to come on until like 15 minutes beforehand.
Oh, he really? Is,
yeah.
He is the reincarnation of Ryan.
Hey, it's the pizza.
He really
tonight.
Is.
Even with the scripted lines, right?
It's so funny because you could just tell he's reading.
Yeah,
I think that's how he does it.
He raced through everything.
I think that's how he does his show.
I mean, couldn't he have gotten to his announcement any quicker?
No,
I know.
No drama. Couldn't even the
pretty
drum
good,
roll.
Pretty good
play
at radio.
Out.
Hey, can I get a drum roll, Matt? Set up.
He learned nothing. 5 years.
Zippy.
Oh, so there's Adam. So who's doing the video editing now? Chimpanzee.
I think it's a work in progress. I've got a team of people.
Right.
I don't know if you read CK's email.
Caroline Brandt.
No.
Oh,
no,
I wish. No. It would be great if we replace Adam with Caroline. No.
No, she's got her own gig now. She's off and running. She doesn't need that. Yeah.
No, yeah, we got a team of part-timers.
She doesn't need AWOD scraps.
All right. Well, at least the videos would be spelled properly now. Yeah. We know that.
The monsters on the Vibe Machine are really upset that he's leaving.
Are they?
Give me an example.
I can't even read it on there.
It's so bad.
All right, guys, tomorrow's a Football Friday.
Yep,
so you want to tune in to tomorrow's show. For a Football Friday, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy, they're up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.